This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we have a lot of breaking news today. And Alex is going to be joining us later in the show. Just to give you an overview of what's happening, we're going to take a look at the reaction from the GOP to Trump's trans ban. And we're going to take a look at it from a standpoint of what does it really take to be in the military? What is happening with the health of veterans? We're going to take a look at something that hasn't gotten any traction at all. For over a year, we've had a documentary that's been circulating around. We've reported here at InfoWars.com. It's talking about the effect of mandated experimental vaccines on the military. Nobody's talking about that. Meanwhile, we get a bill that would offer medical marijuana to veterans in states where it is legal. That got shut down very quickly by the GOP. So they're not really concerned about the military's health. But we also have a mission here, and Trump was absolutely right. It's not only a monetary issue, but it is also a mission issue. So we're going to take a look at the reaction of the GOP, and I think it's kind of interesting that as Trump is shutting this down on the trans side, and I believe, as I think the majority of Americans do, that this is really a mental issue. It's a personality issue that people need to deal with. They don't need to come into the military with that kind of baggage. We've got a mission to accomplish in the military, and we don't need to have that kind of baggage. Meanwhile, they're coming after Trump and saying he's nuts. So you got Obama with a brand new rule, tries to fill the military with corporate clingers who need to be sectioned 8 out of the military. But then it's Trump who is crazy. And so now they've got one of the psychiatric associations saying we need to ignore this ethical rule that was put in when Barry Goldwater was attacked politically, when they accused him wrongfully and he won a suit against the individuals, saying you can't diagnose somebody from watching them on television. These are the kind of professionals we got to look at here. Meanwhile, we have Foxconn moving to build a $10 billion plant in Wisconsin. They will employ up to 13,000 people. They're going to be making screens for iPhones, among other things. So that's a big win there. A big problem that is coming down the pike is Britain has now joined France to say they're going to ban all internal combustion cars and vans and vehicles by 2040. You're just going to be riding around and little remote-controlled, battery-operated boxes. And who's going to have the remote? The government. They're going to follow everywhere that you go. They're going to control everywhere that you go. That's the real issue, folks. It isn't so much what the engine is as it is who controls the engine. And that's one of the reasons that they want that. It's a very, very deep issue that we're going to get into as well. We've got Jamie Johnson, a performer who was scheduled to do a performance at the House of Blues. I thought it was kind of interesting that they would not allow concealed carry. And he said, well, then I'm not going to play your concert. And they wouldn't give up on the rule, and neither would he. We don't want to give up, folks, on our fundamental rights and have them taken away. And so good for him. I don't know Jamie Johnson, but I don't know his music, but I want to give him a shout-out for doing the right thing. Meanwhile, Charlie Gard, after the UK has delayed and delayed and delayed, and now they've said there's no hope for the 11-month-old baby who has a very rare medical condition. And the hospitals who've looked at this, the Vatican Hospital, said, well, if he'd been released earlier out of the UK, if they would have allowed him, they kept him prisoner there. And we've talked about this before. It really goes down to authority, doesn't it? In the same way, what we're just talking about with your movement and cars and your transportation. They want to control everything, and they want to take the place of the parents. The UN Convention on the Rights of the Child is a convention that has been ratified by every country in the world except for the United States. That's why it's important for us to understand what happened to Charlie Gard, so we make sure that never gets ratified here, so that the parents can express an opinion. But the decisions will be made by others. And so now they're deciding that he's not going to be allowed to go home, even though the parents have offered to pay for it. They would like to let their child die with them at home. They said no. And we're going to take a look at the Bundy standoff. I was there, and the first person has been sentenced to 68 years. I'm going to tell you what an amazing miscarriage of justice and how they are rigging the judicial situation there. Unbelievable, even for me, and I'm very, it's hard to tell, to show me something that makes me think that the government is even crazier than it is.
Anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite establishment is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop Caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is finally back at the InfoWars store. You can get 25% off the regular price for a limited time only at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with David Knight.
Hugh Bannister, And he has played all the instruments and edited the video on our contest. This is a $20,000 prize for a cover song. And this is our own version, our audience's version of the cover song that they used from Super Deluxe, making fun of Alex. And, of course, Alex went back and did an edited version, which showed how they had twisted what he had to say. And, of course, that's one of Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals, right? You take somebody's words, you twist them, you ridicule them, because it's the most effective way to destroy somebody. As Saul Alinsky said, you can't really respond to it. Well, we found a way to respond to it. We come back with our own version of that and our audience. And so that's a metal cover of the John Ivers song composition. And we're going to have some more of those coming up in the show for you. I want to cover several different articles here because there's a lot of things that are coming out. We've got Russian sanctions that are coming in again. And, of course, I know as soon as you hear Russia, your mind starts to shut down if you're like me, because I am overloading on Russia. But let's understand what's happening with this. I talked about this on the nightly news the other night. They're laying the foundation for a worldwide trade war. We had Obama and Hillary Clinton in the Ukraine, in Syria, with regime change, laying the foundation for a new Cold War. And they got that. And now it seems like they're even pushing even farther. They would like to get a hot war going between the U.S. and Russia. But they're also now moving towards sanctions, which are a prelude to a hot war. And you have to understand that what they did to get the Republicans to come along, they passed this almost unanimously. It's 419-3 to do sanctions and to tie President Trump's hands, to say, you're not going to be allowed to remove any of these sanctions. And so what they did was their Democrats came in and said, we want sanctions against Russia. No surprise. And they said, and by the way, we can put sanctions on Iran and on North Korea for you Republicans. And so that's great. We'll just put trade sanctions on everybody. But then guess what? The Russian sanctions are going to impact natural gas sales to Europe. Europe doesn't like that. And so the EU let leak a memo saying that within days they're going to enact trade sanctions against the U.S. So we're going to have everybody shutting down trade. Remember when the establishment neocon globalists were telling us that Donald Trump was going to start a worldwide trade war? That Donald Trump was going to be protectionist? And now who is it? It's the establishment Republicans, the establishment Democrats, the military-industrial complex, the forever war people who are pushing for a worldwide trade war. That's the people who are doing this. And you have to understand, when we go back and look at what's going on with Syria, it's a reminder, when we look at this natural gas pipeline, there were memos coming out and actually some statements from German ministers saying, we will determine what the energy policy of Europe is going to be, not the United States. And we look at this map, if you're watching this broadcast, you can see there's two different pipelines. One of them is coming from Iran and running up and over through Syria. That is the one that the Russians and the Syrian government and the Iranians want. Oh, they're on the other side from the people who want the one that's running from Qatar and up through Jordan and then through Turkey and into Europe. You see, it's always follow the money. It's that pipeline there, folks. That's the big, big part of it. And, of course, there's other elements of this as well. We've talked about the UN plan that was exposed back in 2000. Nobody really talked about it much. WND focused on it with an article, and you can see in that plan, they're saying, hey, the birth rates are collapsing in Western government, and we have an aging population. So we need to bring in millions and millions of people from the third world. As we pointed out on the nightly news, they have the study that just came out this week showing that we've had over a 60% decline in 40 years in terms of sperm mobility and effectiveness in the West, not in developing countries. And so all this time they were telling us, this is just affluence, and people are just delaying having children because of their career, and that means that they can't have children as effectively. So it's a social issue that is here. No, we've been saying all along, and now there's a massive study that shows over 40 years, more than 60% decline in sperm count. And even if you're not planning on having children, it increases the morbidity and mortality of males. So this is an attack on men, but it's an attack on men in the West. And this isn't happening in South America, in Asia, in Africa where they're bringing in the replacements for us. Now, they sold this back in 2000 saying, you want your entitlement programs, you want your Social Security, so we're going to bring in all these people who don't have any connection to your society, and we're sure they're going to pay massive taxes to provide your entitlement programs. No, that wasn't ever the case. Social Security has been a lie since it was created by Bismarck. They set the age of 65 because that was the life expectancy. They didn't expect anybody to get it. And now that people are living a little bit longer in some of these countries, they're saying, we got an issue here. We're going to be insolvent. So we've got to take down the benefits, and we've got to raise the retirement age and so forth. And we've got to flood your country with people from outside of it who will come in, obviously, as caretakers. No, they're coming not for freedom, not because they like our culture or our system of law, but because they want to live off of the welfare system. Meanwhile, we have our wonderful Republicans are showing us again what hypocrites they are. We had Eric Cantor. Remember this last week now. We've had John Boehner come out and say, oh, Obamacare is not going to pass. Not going to pass. Never going to happen. We're not going to have repeal. Now we had Eric Cantor come out and said, you know, we didn't really think it was going to happen, but if you've got that anger working for you, you're going to let it stay there. And so it's like, yeah, we use that anger in the Tea Party to get elected. And they go back to the 2013 when they had the defund Obamacare tour. Remember that? They could have defunded it. They had the House. They could have defunded it by not appropriating the money. And quite frankly, they didn't appropriate all the money that was needed by Obamacare. And so Obama stole it unconstitutionally from the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac investors. The House sued them in court, and they won. The judge said, no, money has to be allocated from the House. And so we had Eric Holder appeal it, and it's going through the appeal process. And the Justice Department under Attorney General Sessions could just let that go. He could drop that appeal, and that would stand, and that would help to defund Obamacare. But they're not going to defund Obamacare, and they're not going to vote to repeal it now, even though they did it multiple times, as we talked about before, when they knew that it wasn't actually going to be taken away. These are the Republicans that we can count on in Congress. Meanwhile, 15 million people would opt out of Obamacare if they could. Two-thirds of Americans want Obamacare repealed. And yet what they're saying is, we have to be concerned about 20 million people that the Congressional Budget Office says are going to lose their health care. That was never the metric. It was never sold to us as universal health care. It was sold to us as affordable health care. Remember, it was the Affordable Care Act. That was their official name. Affordable, affordable. We're going to make it more affordable. We're going to bend the cost curve down. Remember all that rhetoric? It was never about that. It was about universal health care coverage. It was about single-payer coverage. It was about the government taking over all the decisions for your health care. About having a health czar and the person of the Secretary of the Health and Human Services. We shouldn't have Washington making our health care decisions. We don't want that. That is the key issue. That is even a bigger issue than the mandates. Because you can change the level of mandates. You can change what insurance is mandated. Or you can remove the mandates during one administration, but then they'll get put right back on by the next administration if you leave a health czar in place. That's why Obamacare needs to be repealed. It's the structure that has to go. And so the mandates actually flow out of this entire structure. But it's the way that you have turned over our health care to be managed by a bureaucracy that needs to go. And now even Jonathan Gruber, remember the guy who said he lied to the stupid Americans? And he was the one who helped to get this through. Even he says the CBO is overestimating the impact of repealing the mandate. One of the architects of Obamacare is saying that. But that never was the issue. The issue was always affordability. And you and I both know the only way that you're going to make health care more affordable is to make it more of a free marketplace. If we had a free marketplace in health care, it would be a very different world. It's not, the free market is not the problem. The free market hasn't been tried in our lifetimes. Going back to World War II, when they instituted third-party health insurance, and said that only corporations could get a deduction, not individuals. That is where this all began. I want to take a real quick look, though, before I get into some of the other issues that are happening in Washington. I want to take a look at how the GOP are now the tip of the spear coming after Donald Trump on the transgender ban. But I also want to talk about what's going on in the Nevada standoff trial. What happened at Bunkerville? I was there reporting. And I've got to tell you, this is something I feel very, very strongly about. And you will not believe what the judge is doing to this trial. It surprises even me. And very few people have a lower opinion of the government than I do.
Stay with us. To manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at kdarmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We have a clip coming up. Probably play that in the next segment about Al Gore, saying we have a challenging event that he believes is going to be happening soon. He said, let me get serious here for a moment, because I guess he was talking about the climate change hoax with a comedy crew. But he said, let me get serious here. I think the next few months may be a little bit challenging for our country, and we best gird ourselves for it. This thing is not going well. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about a new report that I heard on the way in this morning on the radio that is being sold to us by the government media, saying the increase in forest fires that we're seeing here, and I don't know if there is an increase, or they certainly are getting bigger. It's all about global warming. Oh, really? I've got some data that says otherwise about that. But I want to talk about what's happening in Nevada with the Bunkerville trials. And this is reported by Reuters. They just had somebody who was there get 68 years in prison for being at the Nevada standoff. I was there. And I've got to tell you, this is one of the most egregious miscarriages of justice that I've ever seen in my life. Having been at that event, we were there a few days beforehand covering it. We were there as the standoff was happening. I was down there at the wash with the first few people. I heard them threatening to shoot us. And I saw people standing around, most of them not armed. Some of them had weapons and holsters, which is allowed in Nevada. And if you look at that picture, pull that picture up there again. If you look at that picture, zoom in there or circle it with the mouse there, right in front of that, it's in front of that white flag in the shadow. That's me. I'm turning around shooting at the crowd. I got tired of being threatened to be shot. There was a Fox News man who was still there, and he was afraid as well. And he wanted to get over to the side where the government was, and he had his camera with him, and he was trying to lift up. He was lifting up his shirt and said, don't shoot Fox News, don't shoot Fox News. Lifting up his shirt to show them that he didn't have any weapons or anything. They kept threatening him, and he never got all the way over there. He stopped about 100 feet away from them. But he wanted to get to where the government was. I wanted to see what was going to happen, and we were standing there for quite a long time as the crowd began to build, and it gradually started to inch forward, and the whole time they're threatening us. And at one point I just like, you know, I'm just tired of this. I got in front of them, and I started shooting, and then that's when they all started to just walk after having stood there for a while. Because if you want to shoot me in the back, like a bunch of cowards after you've been threatening to shoot us, then go ahead and do it. I've got a camera in my hand. Go ahead and shoot me in the back. Now, these people that they're accusing, this guy, he had 8 felony accounts. He's 53 years old, Gregory Burleson of Phoenix, Arizona. They found him guilty back in April. Now, they've sentenced him to 68 years. Think about that. 68 years. How many years did Hillary Clinton get? She didn't get 68 minutes in jail, did she? Yeah. One standard for them. One standard to show that they can do whatever they want to people, and we cannot ever stand with our neighbors for their rights as they're being taken away. They said he threatened and assaulted federal officers. Well, no, actually nobody was threatening them. They had the megaphone. They were threatening us. And the assault is supposedly the fact that you're carrying legally a weapon in Nevada where it's legal. Obstruction of justice, interstate travel in the aid of extortion, and firearms offenses related to a crime of violence. He was the first of 17 defendants in the Bundy Revolt, according to Reuters. This is the way they put it. To be tried, convicted, and sent to prison. 4 others were granted a mistrial in April and being retried in Nevada. 2 more groups of defendants, including Bundy and his sons, are scheduled to stand trial later this year and next. I want to give you the other side of this from somebody that's actually there. This is from the Redoubt News. And this is a situation where they have, these are the rules that they have put on the defense attorneys. They've told them the defense cannot discuss the videos of Margaret Houston being thrown to the ground or Ammon Bundy being tasered by the BLM. They cannot discuss the First Amendment area that the government established to force people into. You can't mention the arrest of Dave Bundy or his subsequent treatment. There is to be no mention of the Clark County Commissioner Tom Collins statements, according to the judge. No mention of that, including folks from Utah, he said, were a bunch of inbred bastards. That's his statement, talking about the Mormons who came there. And if we're coming to Clark County, Nevada to support Clive and Bundy, you better have funeral plans, is what he said. There's to be no mention of the BLM destroying Clive and Bundy's water tanks. No videos of the massive military-style compound they set up for the operation. No mention of federal cattle rustling or the slaughter of his prized bulls that they then subsequently buried to try to hide their crime. The jurors have not heard any of the instructions. They don't let them know that the BLM is not to be talked about. No mention of the misconduct of the BLM is to be allowed. No mention of Dan Love, the guy who ran this operation, who was criticized by other BLM agents at his level, saying, what is this guy trying to do? They are railroading these people. This is an outrage. You need to find out what's going on. We're going to talk to people about this in a later day. Stay tuned. InfoWars will be right back.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Today I'm excited to announce the new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. But when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Thursday, July 27th, 2017. We had Alex Jones is going to be joining us in just a moment to talk about Al Gore's cryptic comments on the Late Late Show last night. So, yet another example of somebody saying, hey, in the next few months, something's going to happen. You better get ready for something that's going to happen. So we're going to play that clip. Alex is going to break that down for you. I thought it was kind of interesting that the storm that has been triggered, as the Hill points out, Trump triggers a storm with the transgender ban. The people who are coming after him apparently the most are conservatives. What a surprise. The same GOP. The duplicitous GOP that said things like, we're going to get rid of Obamacare. I remember when they said we're going to get rid of the Department of Education right after Jimmy Carter did it. So they campaign on these things, they get elected for them, but they want the government controlling your life. We had Eric Cantor yesterday saying, well, if you got a lot of anger out there, you're going to use that to get elected. And that's precisely what they did. Now they have an opportunity to simply repeal it to start enacting market reforms that would actually make health care more affordable, but they don't do it. And so now you've got the conservatives, as CNN's headline says, conservatives lobbied the White House for a transgender policy, but the total ban wasn't what they asked for. They're very concerned about it. And as they say, it's a growing GOP backlash. They say it's a political miscalculation. Well, who was it that made the political calculation? The Washington Post quotes John McCain. And listen to the way the Washington Post describes John McCain. War hero John McCain, the preeminent Republican voice on national security. Not the leader of the military-industrial complex. But then we have people like Orrin Hatch from conservative Utah coming out and saying, I don't think we should be discriminating against anyone. Well, let's understand the military has a mission. You don't have a right to join the military. It's not an entitlement program. There are certain conditions. As a matter of fact, I had Daria give me a book here from military.com talking about medical conditions that prevent you from joining the military. These are physical conditions. It's all kinds of things, abdominal organs and gastrointestinal systems, dental. You don't have the right kind of, you've got some dental problems. You can't join ears, hearing, eyes, so forth. I had a friend who went to West Point. He was kicked out at the last minute because they found a small ulcer in his stomach. So you don't have a guarantee to do that. And yet, at the same time now, we have the establishment coming after Donald Trump saying he needs to be examined remote control by people looking at him on television in violation of the Goldwater Rule. And we know why that was put in. We have an article on Infowars.com talking about that. That was put in because they came after Barry Goldwater, made outrageous claims about him that he sued them for and won. And they said, it's unethical for us to diagnose people's mental conditions by watching them on television. Now you've got all the news media from NPR, CNN, and others are all saying we need to overturn that rule so we can attack President Trump. And Alex Jones is joining us right now. It's not just coming after him mentally, is it, Alex? They're going to possibly have some kind of a quick event. It seems to be what Al Gore is talking about as well.
That's right, David. You're doing a fabulous job there. Leanne McAdoo is joining us in the next hour. Then you're going to be back in the third hour, playing traffic cop with our interview with Spencer Pratt and Heidi Montag, getting into how reality TV is so fake and staged. That's all coming up today, David. So thank you so much. In fact, I want to come back to you just briefly in a few minutes, but I'm going to let you get back to research and preparation until you co-host in the third hour. But I do want to get your overall take about what we should do specifically dealing with the big issue that's on our plate that I'm going to get into right now. I told listeners 3 weeks ago on air that the decision had been made to kill President Trump in the next few months. That the decision had been made to violently remove him from office suddenly. And I told you when he got elected, and I told you in January when he got inaugurated, that the deep state is preparing a COG, continuity of government, smokescreen to claim he's controlled by foreign powers when they're the ones controlled by multinational foreign powers, and that they would then try to remove him, declare the last election null and void, and hold a new election run by Homeland Security and the Democrats. Now, we know all this because Obama signed an executive order to do just that. And they talked about doing it during the interim when he was president-elect before he was sworn in on January 20th there in Washington, D.C. So we've seen the media preparing the ground, preparing the mind for this. And then, starting about 3.5-4 weeks ago, myself and many others began to get phone calls, some of them from trusted sources, you know, inside the, quote, government, saying, look, Trump's going to get taken out. That's just the way it is. And everybody needs to just get on board with it. Even if you're a patriot, this is just the way it is. Live to fight another day. Live the long game. Take care of yourself. Take care of your family. He's just going to be removed. And, of course, they're putting that out as a psyop to see who they can condition and scare into going along with it, thinking they're on the winning team. It's a huge psychological game. They're the ones that lost the election. They're the ones that got caught rigging the debates. They're the ones that got caught in the WikiLeaks committing all the crimes. They're the ones getting caught selling out to the communist Chinese and selling out the Panama Canal and selling out our weapon systems to China and selling out nuclear reactors in North Korea. They're the ones on every single front, in every single way, over and over and over again, that are the dishonorable globalists, that are discredited, that are hated. They're the ones with the illegal servers. They're the ones who are becoming a minority party. I don't mean minority as in minorities. The media all spin that. I mean a minority party in only a few areas of the country, not even a real national party. So everything the Democrats had told us was going to happen to the Republicans, because the establishment had gotten them to play along with the system and sell out their values and disenfranchise their voters and try to demoralize them, is now happening to the Democrats, because the libertarian movement took over the Tea Party. We created it. They tried to take it over, but we really took them over. And now there's a civil war in the Republican Party politically for the heart and soul of the country. The Democrats are delusional, basically out to pasture. And the elites know they're in trouble. They're busy evacuating to the Cook Islands and to Tasmania and to the Australian mainland and to Kauai, Hawaii, where I'm sitting right now. And I'm literally doing an investigation of Zuckerberg today. Just get that out there. So you have to understand, they're the ones that know 90% chance they're going down. In their own internal documents, they say globalism's collapsing 5 years ago. I had analysts and people on 10 years ago saying the EU was going to collapse. Things would devolve back to the Midwest, back to the States, back to Texas, that D.C. was making itself obsolete, and that decisions have been made by people who are actually patriotic to work towards that in the government and in major corporations. So there's not just some monolithic New World Order power structure here. But just like they have the bots working overtime, and they have the TV shows and the movies and the dramas and the fiction shows and the fiction fake news of CNN posing as reality, telling you that patriots are losing, telling you that world government's imminent, telling you that Christians are bad, telling you that the borders are open to Muslims and it's no big deal. Despite all that, it's a facade. But if we buy into the facade, if we buy into the mirage, if we buy into the delusion, if we buy into the fraud, if we buy into the mind control, they win. And that's all this is. The world's ours if we want it. But it's all a giant mind game. So you notice, going back almost a month ago, I said that, started getting calls about a month ago, and it ended about 2 weeks ago, of different people saying Trump's basically going to go, and you better not say anything or do anything during the process of this, because we're your friends, and we're just letting you know that's the way the cookie crumbles. And then you start hearing the drums in establishment publications beating for that. Then you have a senior evangelical pastor, Mr. Brown, we got on yesterday, who goes and meets with the president, and then goes and meets with senior members of Congress and a senior member, and he says they're floating the idea of a coup in the next month or so, a violent overthrow of Trump, a quick removal, a immobilization of the president, and this is going to happen in the next month or two. Then you see, 3 days after that happens, Clapper goes on national TV with Brennan, and Brennan says, we need to not wait for impeachment. We need to suddenly remove him, and it's coming, and that's happening right now. We need America to be bipartisan and not tear itself apart. Then Al Gore, last night, goes on the James Corden show, on the Late Late Show, which shows what a loser he is. He didn't even get on the main show. He's on the Late Late Show, with, you know, like a half million viewers or whatever. And he goes on there, and this con man of NAFTA and GATT, this con man of TPP, this con man of all his garbage and carbon taxes and everything, this con man that said polar bears couldn't swim and that carbon dioxide was going up and that by 2013 we'd be underwater in San Francisco and L.A. while he's buying mansions on the beach, this guy that said the ice caps would be totally melted by 2013 when they both gotten bigger, especially Antarctica. You've got all this happening. And he says, oh, yeah, you know, you ask me about Trump, something big's about to happen. And, you know, things aren't going well. Something big's about to happen. They're all out there running their mouths, and they've got all these followers and all these weaklings and the same ones that thought Hillary was invincible and the same ones that thought they had America by the short hairs and they had their boot on our neck, the same ones that never did anything in their lives but run their mouths, those same cowards that had America in a trance, metaphysically like a vampire that's got you in a trance while it sucks your blood, don't know what to do now that we've got them by the throat. And they're trying to convince themselves and convince us, like Ka in the Jungle Book with his eyes spinning, going, sleep, sleep. Let us sexualize your children, sleep. Let us open your borders to the Islamists, sleep. Let us take your guns, sleep. Almost every liberal I know is out taking firearms classes now. That's the biggest buyers at gun shops from California to Texas. The globalists are in free fall panic. They don't know what to do. Their culture's dying. People don't have confidence in them anymore. They know the social compact has been broken by design and that socialism, collectivism, and crony capitalism delivers us to tyranny. Delivers us to impoverishment. Delivers us to enslavement. And they know. So you've got Al Gore and all the king's horses and all the king's men and Brennan, the Wahhabist, Islamicist, and the little jihadi, all these people together in their big armies of cowards, all clucking and screaming and running around like a bunch of chickens on PCP with their heads half cut off, running off the edge of a cliff, screaming that they're in some kamikaze jihad against America. And it doesn't matter what you do to Trump. It doesn't matter what you do to me. It doesn't matter. As long as people understand we've gone from being way behind to devastating them, and their world government system is collapsing, and their systems where big mega corporations are tax exempt, and then they screw us over and raise our taxes. A microcosm is Zuckerberg came to Kauai, tried to run people off their land. He's hated by everyone all over the island. Just because I've bashed him for years, they love me all over the place. There's a few liberals that don't. And they're all freaked out, don't know what to do. When they see me, it's like they've seen the Antichrist walking down the street. Because people are awake, folks, and they've chosen sides. Things are now polarized. And so they can run around over and over and over and over and over again and cry on their God of big government and collectivism to save them, but he won't deliver them. It's like we used the story of Elijah yesterday when the priests are up there saying, you know, our God will make this mountaintop catch on fire. And then after they try all that, Elijah has to dump a bunch of water on it and just to prove the point, and the whole thing bursts into fire. These people are failures. They know it. They think by pulling down winners, that will make them winners. And that's never the way it's worked. So they are preparing. And here's the big $64 trillion question. They aren't just preparing in secret now. They aren't just doing little whisper campaigns. They aren't just calling up all the cowards and all the cowards' men and all the cowards' wives and children and dogs and everything else. They are just getting themselves hyped up in this existential deal. Even though they've still got the country by the short hairs in many ways, even though they've still got all the major money in real estate, Trump's just taking full power away from them and saying, we're going to have some prosperity and some open bidding, and we're not going to have one-way streets so Hollywood and the anti-Christian crowd can pee on America and feel powerful. Your little counting coup simulation, rubbing America's face in the dirt, rubbing it in the manure, your little ritual of defacing America and vandalizing America and having your little ritual over America, that's coming to an end. And it's that spirit they hate. And so they are now on the warpath. And this is good because it's drawing them all out. And they're now, because they're having to try to get their crews ready for this. They're trying to get people ready to go kill the president and then come after everybody. And so they wanted to all do it in secret, get it all prepared. You and I have all exposed it. So now we're going to force them out of their rat holes. And now they're out of the little rat holes, Brennan and Clapper on TV organizing their coup with Wolf Blitzer, who goes, oh, but you've got to impeach him. Congress, you know, Blitzer's scared. You can't do that. He knows what he's doing. He's not signing his John Hancock to that. We've got Blitzer and Brennan. You got to kind of give them a little credit finally. They're arrogantly, you know, when they're not saying, shut your mouth to the president, watch your mouth. They're up there like little meerkats up on their little sand hill telling everybody, we're going killing. We big now. We tough. As if you're going to play that out now with everybody watching. This isn't 1963. This is crazy. Oh, but don't worry. I saw the polls out yesterday in CNN. CNN's done their own polls again, but they sampling these 20-something percent more points for Hillary. In states that Trump won, you know, the purple states that were in between red and blue, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? President Trump is underwater. He's down in those states. He was down 5, 10, 15 points on election night in your fake polls. But again, they use that same garbage, the mind control of these fake polls. So let's go ahead and play a clip of Al Gore last night. This is Al Gore last night on TV. Again, just putting it out. Yeah, something bad's about to happen to Trump. He's going to figure something bad, going to fall down and hit his head. Going to fall down on his little facey. Here it is.
I'm interested to know, and this, of course, would never, ever happen. Ever, ever. But let's just say, imagine for a second that you are the vice president today, right now.
Mm.
And President Trump, the door to the Oval Office is open, jumps off the step, and he shouts, "Hey, Al, I'm going to fire out a tweet. Shall I do it?" What do you go in and say?
I would not go in. To be serious for a moment, yeah. I think the next few months may be a little challenging for our country, and we'd best gird ourselves for it. This thing is not going well.
So, they make fun of the president, how dare him directly communicate with the American people. And then they talk about how, well, something big's about to happen, things aren't going well. That's right. The same scam artist that worked with Enron to create the carbon taxes and the smart meters and the electric cars and all the rest of it to screw us over. The same guy that makes the money off the carbon taxes, he's going to sit there like a big, bloated, lying con man and float the end of the president.
A great president once said, "The 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money." Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key where you can hide it, where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When you wake up in the morning and the light is
head. The first thing you do when you get up out of bed is hit that sweet.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here co-hosting with David Knight. He's riding shotgun with me, Leanne McAdoo. She's going to be joining us coming up in the next hour. I intend to also open the phones up some to specifically talk to listeners about what do we do? What do we do when we have, because I really want people focused on this. What do we do when they're openly shopping a coup against the president, openly selling how it's normal, how it's the right thing to do? They tried to get rid of the electors and stop him from being seated as president. The Electoral College, they tried to block his nomination. They stole the nomination from Sanders. Sanders didn't fight it. Trump did. He's a fighter. And now we all asked him to go there. We asked him to do this. He killed TPP. He's worth it just for that. Killed the carbon tax. $3 trillion in the stock market. I'm not going to go over all the stuff he's done. 69% reduction in illegals coming across. The morale of the military going back up. Trying to reorganize the VA. Actually doing something. Trying to get tax cuts. Trying to kill Obamacare. They act like it's his fault he hadn't got rid of it in 6 months when they're the ones that wrote it. Took them 2 years to pass it. Of course the Republicans are the problem. So I keep telling the idiot Democrats, you got to love Trump. You don't like Republican establishment. Trump's a wrecking ball to these people. Those are facts, though, not getting your news from the nightly comedy shows that are really government psyops. They admit in Variety that the big PR foundations, that's who they are, a bunch of blue bloods who want to act powerful, so they've all got little CIA, you know, name key cards and stuff. They all write that crap to the nightly comedy shows. And then what is it? Oh, let's kill the president. Oh, let's get Alex Jones. Oh, Alex Jones, this and that. They're the enemy. They hate you. So, bottom line, what do we do? They're openly saying coup. Of course, Trump. I finally agree with Lindsey Graham. It makes Trump look weak to try to get Sessions to quit. He needs to fire him. I'm sorry. We need somebody that will go after them. They're openly shopping a coup and killing the president. It's over, okay? I don't want all this to happen, but they're about to start a civil war. They're the ones that want to destabilize things. They're the ones that keep pushing and pushing and are funding all these cop-killing groups. I mean, these people are out of control. David, I'm going to let you go get back and get your research going. You're going to be hosting the third hour. Again, I'm here on a workcation. I'm going to go out, check out some things here. I've already been out to the missile range. We're going to air that tomorrow. The ICBM base, also the missile interceptor base. But just briefly, I want you to speak to this some of the third hour when you come on. I really want to get a report from you before we play the Spencer Pratt, Heidi Montag interview. People ask, why would I do that with the, quote, has-beens, whatever. The whole point is it's about how reality TV's fake. It's how it's all a joke. It's how when they came on my show, they got blackballed. It's inside the whole fake system. Okay? I mean, we don't care about celebrities. We say that all day. I ran into them. They got destroyed after they were on my show, admittedly. And so it's interesting to talk to them. I think Spencer's kind of a ding-dong. We have been hanging out. It's not a bromance, like the media says. I think he's a funny guy. I think his wife's probably actually a nice lady. But the point is that that's what's going on. I'm not going to let the media misrepresent what's happening, though. It's a pretty powerful interview. But David, just briefly, I want you to really cogitate on this and come back in an hour when I'm gone, an hour and 10 minutes. What do we do to raise the alarm? This is a big deal. They're openly now confirming everything I told people. I'm not happy about that.
Well, Alex, you know, when they're talking about, and these are the headlines that we've got coming out from NPR and everything. Go ahead, psychiatrist, diagnose Donald Trump. As you pointed out, they're preparing the groundwork. And they're coming out as predictive programming for them or trying to move the Overton window here. So people are going to accept some kind of an action against Donald Trump. What I think Donald Trump needs to do is I think he needs to have more of these public meetings that we saw a couple of these just this last week again. He goes out and he addresses tens of thousands of people. That's unprecedented. And they can see then that the American public supports him. And I think he also, though, needs to talk about his agenda and put pressure on those sellout Republicans at the same time.
David, you just said it. Boom. He's got to go public with all this. He's got to rally the people and say he needs the support. He's got to admit how much danger he's in, and we're all in. I didn't even plug this hour. Free shipping ends in a couple days. 44% off, 66% off, biggest sales ever. Keep saying biggest sales ever as we give to a bigger and bigger sales. Biggest sales ever at InfoWarsStore.com. Support us. They use their